I think everybody wanted to make sure that we were in solidarity, not only with the players that have, you know, sacrificed, you know, to kind of be at the forefront of this fight, but, you know, for our league, for our fans, to show that, you know, we have a great game, we have a great product, we have a family environment that brings people together, and nothing anybody can say, no rhetoric can change that.
What does that mean to you to have the front office guys down there with Jeff Lurie, Stalinski, and Howie? Yeah.
I mean, it meant a lot. You know, it's one of those things that I know Mr. Lurie specifically is not on the field much, so for him to be down there and obviously showing their support in their own ways is important. You know, I was happy to see that, you know, league-wide.
What did you first think when you heard the president's comments on Friday night?
Honestly, you know, it's one of those things that it was no different than, you know, a troll on you know, social media that I've been dealing with for a whole year. So that same rhetoric is what I hear on a daily basis. I think, you know, it hits other people close to home when, you know, you see a teammate or, you know, a player across the league that you know is a great, great person who's out there trying to do their part in building our communities and making our communities safer, and to be attacked. I think that's why you saw the response that you did, mostly from guys who hadn't been protesting or doing whatever already. But for me, I mean, it was just kind of more of what's been happening. But nothing's going to stop me from, you know, nothing anybody can say is going to stop me or deter me from being committed to really bringing people together, impacting our communities in a positive way, and being, you know, that voice of reason.
Given how many more people joined the protest effort this week, do you think the president's comments backfired?
I don't necessarily, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think for those who wanted more understanding, who wanted the conversation to be something that would bring people together, I think we finally saw that. You know, I thought today was a great opportunity, not only for the players, the league to kind of come together on an issue, but it's also engaging the fans and to have, you know, everybody really just show that sign of support and know that it's not about our military, it's not about being divisive, but that it's about, you know, us all as Americans using our platforms to better our communities. And that's something that we should be supporting. That's something that's truly American, that's patriotic, and should be celebrated.
Sports reveals character. What kind of character do you think was revealed today amongst the NFL and its fans?
I think people today in the league, whether it be front office or players, recognize the time that we're in right now, and I think they recognize the responsibility that we have, you know, as athletes, as, you know, entertainers, and as a league that so many people look up to, so many people turn on and tune in, and with that exposure, with that you know, stage, we have the opportunity to do so much, and so I think that responsibility is what guys stepped up to own today, and I appreciate that.